Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Sunday Morning Breakfast, the Monday Night Live call. We are here on the phone line, as always, and we're also going to be on Facebook Live under the Telius MCAR Facebook page, so you're more than welcome to join us there, both places, if you will, if you must. And I know we all had some sort of testimony. I'm sure we, you know, have questions, things that we would like to, you know, to have answered, just some clarity about some things, but also just to share whatever it is that God has placed on your heart as we close out this powerful topic that we have, when family betrays you. And more importantly, as we've all experienced this in some way, shape, form, or fashion, it's just remembering that we have to be intentional in our walk with God. So have we, you know, consider the things that we've done, and if we have we gone before God, you know, asking for forgiveness for the things that we've done, the things that we've said, as it pertains to betrayal, but even have we extended that forgiveness to others? So how are we responding now that we know better? We know that we should do better, so how are we responding after having learned all that we've learned this past week in regards to, you know, betrayal and what it can do if we stay in that place of, you know, not wanting to forgive, if we stay in that place of, you know, wanting to get back at others, wanting to inflict pain on others so bad, so much so that we fall out of the will of God, you know, for our life. We can no longer be a blessing to other people because quite naturally we're operating in our own way. We're conforming to our own agenda. So just something that we want to remember, the Bible tells us that we are to affirm our faith in God. And so that means no matter what we're faced with today, we're going to seek God for direction, you know, for the things that, you know, we're going to be faced with. And also, you know, not allowing ourselves to become offended by the behavior of others. So no matter what that is, we have to overcome and we have to, you know, just get beyond becoming offended by the things that, you know, we're faced with, the things that are done to us. And, you know, just continuing to declare the word of God over our lives and over our situations each and every day. So, again, it's a powerful topic when family betrays you, and at this time, we would like to welcome in our leader, Mr. Telius Carr. Good evening, Mr. Carr.
Good evening, Mr. Tony.
How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing wonderful, and yourself?
I'm doing wonderful as well. Thank you.
All right, a good deal. So, y'all, we've been talking about this topic, when family betrays you, all weekend. We want to bring in Mr. DJ. Is Mr. DJ here?
He's not here at the moment, Mr. Carr.
Okay. Well, with that being said, Mr. Latani, let us go ahead and give me your weekend review real quickly, please.
So my weekend review, I have to say that we talk about when family betrays you, it's just learning how to, as I just mentioned, not easier said than done, most would say, but not become offended by the things that are thrown at us. And just to, you know, take the focus off of ourselves so much because we all have been on the receiving end, but you pose the question, how does heaven respond, you know, when we betray God? So that really just opened up the door for so much more, for God to reveal to us, you know, there was some conviction, but we have to, you know, get beyond, you know, what someone has done to us and really focus on how are we treating God. More importantly, or even in that same light, how we are treating others. So that's important. And even if we're, you know, on the receiving end, we have to learn how to walk in forgiveness, have to learn how to walk in love because someone is always watching. And a lot of times we're being tested, you know, and God wants to see how we're going to respond in those situations. So that's what it's been in a nutshell for me.
All right. Well, good deal. So let us go ahead and open up with prayer, please.
Our Father and our God, we come before you on tonight to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you, Father, for allowing us to be here, for continuing to cover us with your grace and your mercy, dear Father. On tonight, we ask that you would just continue to show us the way that you would have us to live through this message, dear God, and just help us to be attentive. Help us to be focused on what you place in front of us, dear God. We thank you for continuing to provide us this ministry, this platform, so that we can grow together in your word and also take what we learn and go out and share it with others in the world, dear God. We thank you for our leader on tonight. And we just pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. All right. Yeah, we've been talking about this week, when family betrays you. I'm actually about to go on live in a minute, so bear with me for a second. If you get a chance, go ahead and log on to Facebook, and we're going to get on it. And let me turn this screen around right quick. Okay. And I'm starting to laugh. So let me know when y'all can y'all see me yet?
Not yet. Okay. I can see you, sir.
Okay, y'all can see me?
Yes.
Y'all good?
Yes, sir. Okay.
Go on. All right, so when family betrays you, that's what we're talking about. Okay, this is going to be that type of call. Okay, how you doing, Miss Latonya, Miss Lavina, Miss Daphne, Miss Juan, Jocelyn, and Miss Tiana, Miss Eloise, Miss Christina, Miss Jones. How are y'all doing this evening? Okay, Miss Toya. Now we're talking about this powerful topic. How you doing, Miss Yolanda and Miss Rhonda? When family betrays you, Miss Cynthia. How are you? All right. So with that being said, is Mr. DJ here yet, Miss?
Not yet, sir.
Okay, so let us move forward then. Let us start, y'all. We're going to start. Now, this has been a topic and a topic to listen to and pay attention to. Okay, how you doing, Ms. Debbie and Ms. Jackie? And, Ms. Jackie, how are you? Okay, Ms. Boyd and the rest of everybody. Okay. This topic is real because we experience this. How you doing, Ms. Jennifer and Ms. Foster and Ms. Makita Price? This topic is real because, you know, everybody know what betrayal is. Tell them what betrayal is real quick, Ms. Latonya.
Betrayal is disloyalty, if you will. So when someone is disloyal, when they are unfaithful to you.
Tell them again.
Betrayal is... it's being disloyal and being unfaithful to someone.
Okay. So, betrayal would be in someone who we consider being fake. Okay? That's what that's betrayal. Okay? And it's powerful because we've been talking about this all week, and everybody know the story about Joseph, right?
Right.
Y'all know who Joseph was? Joseph went through some stuff.
Yes.
Joseph was considered the prince of Egypt. Y'all remember that?
Yes, sir.
But before Joseph got to being a prince, you do know Joseph went through some trials.
Mm-hmm.
He had some ups and he had some downs. But ultimately, he became the prince of Egypt. Joseph's own brothers put him in a pit. They left him to die. Y'all know that?
Yes, sir.
How you doing, Miss Kristen, Miss Tabitha? They left Joseph to die. Joseph told them about a dream, pretty much that he would be over them. And they didn't like that. They didn't take kind to that. You understand? And his family put him in a pit. Although they put him in a pit, the things about Joseph's life, y'all, we got to really pay attention to that because we can apply that to our life. His family put him in, you know, when people throw you under the bus, when people backstab you, things like that. His brothers put him in a pit. And they put him there. How you doing, Miss Faith and Miss Aver? They put him there when they came back to literally destroy you. Now, it's one thing for someone to put you down, and they call themselves family, whether that be a girlfriend of yours, a homeboy of yours, or, you know, anything that you consider close in family. It's one thing for people in the world to hurt you. It's another thing for family to hurt you. They put him in a pit, but they didn't stop there. They was literally going to destroy Joseph. They wanted to kill Joseph. But when they got back, lo and behold, Joseph was no longer there. So he was in a pit. They tricked him. He was going to hang out with his brothers. They put him in a pit. They came back to kill him because they had to make this story up. How you doing, Coach Bowden, Miss Kim? And when they got back, Joseph was sold into slavery. Now, he went from the pit to slavery. And in slavery, he worked himself up into Potiphar's house, a king. He worked himself up, okay? He was in a pit, thrown into slavery. Now he worked himself up in Potiphar's house, okay? He built momentum. And from there, Potiphar's, how you doing? And from there, Potiphar's wife wanted Joseph so bad because the Bible said he was a stout man. He was a good-looking man. He was well-conditioned, in shape, very handsome, attractive. Potiphar's wife wanted Joseph, and Joseph didn't want her. She wanted to lay with him. She wanted to sleep with him. Joseph wasn't having that. He just came from the pit, just came from being a slave, worked his way up, and now this lady is coming on to him. He ran from her, the Bible said in Genesis. Oh, Mr. Latonya, it gets interesting.
Yes.
Because now he avoided her advances. Mm-hmm. How you doing, Miss Kim? He avoided her advances, and lo and behold, what happened? She flipped the story around and lied on Joseph.
Yes.
So this man went from, how you doing, Miss Angela? The pit, when family betrays you, he went from the pit, he was sold into slavery, and he worked himself up into a key position in Potiphar's house. Now Potiphar's wife wants to flirt with him and sleep with him. He denied, he rejected her. She didn't take the rejection very well. And now he finds himself in what we call prison. This is the story of Joseph, y'all. This is the story of Joseph. Man, with your fat. Now, you know, his brothers put him in a pit, right? And we know all these great things, how you doing, Dr. Green, about Joseph. But look at what he went through. From the pit to the palace. This man literally went from a pit to slavery, to be in a key position in Potiphar's house, to Potiphar's wife accusing him of wanting to sleep with her, which wasn't the truth. She got him thrown into prison. Now Joseph finds himself in prison. Now watch this. Y'all, this is good. Although his brothers betrayed him, do you not understand what's in you has to come out if it's really you? It's one thing to do physical fitness. It's one thing to do whatever it is that you do. Doing, okay, and being are two totally different things. It's one thing when people do fitness. It's another thing when people are fitness. See, when you do something, you can turn it on and off. But when you are it, you can't help yourself. You got to be it at all times. You know how some people say I'm a bad liar? Because you are the truth. You cannot, listen to what I'm about to tell y'all now, you cannot deny what you really are. So although Joseph had been betrayed by his family, his brothers, and he's now in prison because of that betrayal, do you not understand that Joseph had a gift? Now, y'all remember the Bible said that your gift will make room for you. Your gift will put you before kings, great people. Remember that, right? Now, watch this. This is the goodness of the Bible. Watch this. How you doing, Ms. Nisa? Joseph is in prison, a place that he did not ask to be. He did nothing wrong. But Joseph's gift. Remember, you know that Joseph could interpret dreams. That's what got him there in the first place, remember? Because his brothers got mad because he told them his dream. Remember that? So they got mad and put him in a pit. So that same gift that Joseph had going into the pit, he still had the same gift. Y'all follow me? So in prison, it's mighty funny. Watch this, y'all, when family betrays you. It's mighty funny how he can tell people and minister people in prison. There was two men. He ministered to them. They had dreams that they couldn't understand. Okay?
Right.
I know they all go about. I'm recording it, DVRing it too. So he had dreams, and they had dreams that they couldn't understand. Guess who they went to? Joseph is in a bad place, but yet the gift that God gave him still has to come out.
Yes.
Even though his family betrayed him, he still is still ministering to other people. Watch this, y'all. Ain't it funny how when you're in a sunken place, a dark place, he's now in prison. He has been betrayed by his family. He helping them get out of a situation that he can't even get himself out of.
Yes, indeed.
Y'all hear me?
Yes.
Y'all hear me? Now watch this. This is a beautiful thing about Joseph. Joseph said to them, hey, when you get out, don't forget about me.
Yes.
And guess what happened? When they got out, guess what they did? They forgot about Joseph. Now, the reason I'm saying this is this. How many times have you helped someone out, whether you consider a family member, close friend, whatever it may be, and what ends up happening is they forget about you?
Yes.
In other words, they ultimately betray you, and you have poured into them. They forget about you. Anybody y'all follow me yet?
Yes.
Has that ever happened? It's happened a lot.
Yes, sir.
Watch this. Have we ever told God, I promise, if you get me out of this situation, I won't do it again?
Yes.
So have we betrayed God? Because the very thing that God delivered us from, how did we forget about God and go right back to doing filler stuff?
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes.
So do we not consider ourselves a part of God's family? Yes, we are part of God's family. We should be, right? So
yes.
Is it possible that we have betrayed God before too, as well?
Yes, sir.
Y'all follow me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool. Now watch this. Joseph said, don't forget about me. They forgot about Joseph. Now watch this beautiful thing, y'all. When family betrays you, you do understand, how you doing, Miss Tanya, that no matter what, the Bible says your gift will make room for you. Favor is not fair. Can we say that? That to be true?
Amen. Yes, it is.
Favor ain't fair. Y'all know what the definition of favor is? Favor suggests that, this is favor now, watch this. This is raw favor. Favor doesn't mean that they will like you. Favor says that they can't deny you. Let me say this again.
Amen.
Favor doesn't mean that people will like you. Favor means that they cannot deny you. In other words, have y'all ever had someone taking a liking to you that don't necessarily need you?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
Come on, y'all. When
yes.
family betrays you, watch where I'm going with this. Catch up now, okay? Have you ever had that happen? Somebody that likes you that don't even need you?
Yes.
The Pharaoh had a problem. He had dreams that he couldn't understand. Lo and behold, the two men that Joseph ministered to when they was in prison. Huh? Now, y'all know how it goes. This is clout. Watch this. Clout is this. I know somebody named Joseph in prison. I don't like the man. I forgot about the man, but I can't forget about him because I want to have status with the Pharaoh. So I got to tell the Pharaoh something good because, see, referrals mean something. And when you refer somebody good, huh, that gives you status, right? So they couldn't refer nobody bad. They had to go to the source that told them about their dreams. So ultimately, although their flesh wanted to forget about Joseph, they ultimately couldn't. Because guess who put Joseph in front of the Pharaoh? The two men that literally forgot about him, but ultimately they couldn't.
Huh?
The Pharaoh needed some help. He couldn't interpret some dreams. Y'all follow me?
Yes.
Look at how Joseph became the prince of Egypt. He was betrayed by his family, but lo and behold, I need y'all to catch the message. I'm glad y'all stuck around. Watch this. Just because you're betrayed, don't you understand that God has to put you down before you sprout up?
Yes, sir.
Joseph had to go in the pit. He had to be a slave. He had to be thrown in prison, all to be the prince of Egypt. Y'all understand that?
Yes.
Huh? It never is pretty. It's never, who said that it would be easy? Betrayal doesn't feel good, but it's necessary. Understand this. If it wasn't because of the betrayal of Lazarus, how then would Jesus have gotten on the cross?
Mm-hmm. Amen.
He laid his life down, but somebody had to betray him first. In other words, I got to plant you so that you can sprout up.
Yes.
Follow what I'm saying, y'all. Your gifts will make room for you. Don't look at betrayal as a bad thing. Because remember, nothing happens that God does not know about. So So even though someone betrays you that you consider close to you and family is not necessarily a bad thing. You got to look beyond that. I'm about to show y'all something now. Because watch this. Even though they betrayed Joseph, their brother, guess who they needed in the end? His brothers needed him in the end. The very people that betrayed you very well may need you in the end. Now, this is the thing, though. Let me show you the difference. I need y'all to catch this now. Joseph, watch this. Can I read for y'all something right quick? Ms. LaTonya, real quickly. Y'all write it down, too. Genesis 41 and 51. Genesis chapter 41, verse 51. Genesis chapter 41, verse 51. Read that real quickly for me, Ms. LaTonya. That's Genesis chapter 41, verse 51.
All right. I'm pulling it up right now, sir.
Okay. Y'all watch this. Watch this. Catch it now. Genesis chapter 41, verse 51. I'm going to read it. Joseph named his first son, his firstborn. Come on, Ms. LaTonya. You got it yet?
Yes, sir.
Come on.
And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh. For God said he had made me forget all my toil and all my father's house.
He made me forget all my trouble and all my father's household. Y'all know what he meant by that? When family betrays you, let me explain to you what Joseph meant by that. Watch this now. He means that he let go of all bitterness.
But
he never lost love. Got to catch it now. See, just because you have been betrayed, lose the bitterness. Do not lose the love. Come on now. Because if you lose love, you lose God in the process. And see, what we start to do is we operate in what we quote unquote call being real. I'm going to keep it real. And your real definition is based on feeling.
Yes.
Come on, man. Joseph said, his firstborn was named what?
Manasseh.
Y'all catch it. When your family betrays you, his brothers betrayed him. But Manasseh, he said, it's because God has made me forget all my trouble. In other words, I knew I was thrown in the pit. I knew they betrayed me. I knew they talked behind my back. I knew they backstabbed me. But guess what? I lost all bitterness, but I didn't lose love. In other words, watch this. The Bible literally says that when Joseph and his brothers reunited, the very people that betrayed you, the very people that betrayed Joseph, his family, when him and his brothers reunited, the brothers that put Joseph in a pit, that put him, got him thrown in prison, that made him incarcerated, a slave, the very brothers that did all that to him, when they reunited, the Bible said that Joseph wept himself sore. That means he deeply missed them. Even though they betrayed him, he deeply missed them. In other words, he really loved them. Although, watch what I'm telling y'all now, although people betray you, lose the bitterness, don't lose the love. Watch this. Now, remember the Bible said, do unto others as you would have them do unto you. We have betrayed God, right? That's true? Good.
Yes, sir.
Since we have betrayed God, don't you think that God lost the bitterness, but he didn't lose the love for us? So shouldn't we offer that to people who betrayed us as well?
Yes, we should. Yes,
even though it's family, because we say we're children of God, to be a child of something means that's family lines, right? That's blood related, right? So even though we betrayed God, did he ever lose the love or did he just lose bitterness? He lost the bitterness.
Yes.
Joseph lost the bitterness. The Bible said he wept himself sore. Y'all, the trick to this whole thing is, even when you have been betrayed by family, the trick to it is we must let go of bitterness without letting go of the love. Let me say it again. You got to let go of the bitterness without letting go of the love. See, we just disconnect from people altogether. But I'm so glad that there's a God greater than us, right? Because we think that we're God. Because we'll say, well, I'm not. See, the thing about it is, if we do things that are not becoming, remember the Bible says, anything that tries to exalt itself higher than the name of God, cast it down. So our real, we got to cast down. Come on, y'all. Come on, y'all. God is planting something in you, right?
Yes.
And the topic is when family betrays you. Although he allowed it to be betrayal, that means I had to plant you. Follow me now. Y'all follow me? See, to plant something meaning there must be a harvest on the way. If God allowed it to happen to you, how can you reap a harvest with hatred? It is impossible to reap a harvest with hatred. That will not happen, ever.
Amen.
Let me say it again. Anybody know? Please do tell me if you think so. Can you reap a harvest with hatred? It will not happen. So although your family, somebody betrayed you, you cannot reap what God has for you with hatred. Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
Huh? I know some people might not like it, and it's not a popular thing, but that's good. That means it hurts the flesh. Huh? The word of God cuts sharper than a two-edged sword. Ain't that something?
Yes, it does. Yes,
betrayal
it is.
Doesn't feel good, but it's necessary in the life of a believer. In other words, God has allowed your flesh to be attacked so that your spirit man can grow. They cannot grow simultaneously. It will not happen.
Right.
Hmm. Y'all follow me? And so we have this philosophy that says, I'm going to keep it real. Because when my family betrayed me, I'm going to leave them alone. But let me ask you one question right quick. What about the times that you betrayed God? How did God respond to your betrayal?
Yes.
I'm going to listen to this one. How did God respond to you betraying him? You know, when we said, God, I'm going to wait until marriage. And marriage happened. How many times? Because we ain't never get married, but we still doing married folk, you know, stuff, right?
Yes.
Huh? When we say, God, I'm going to live according to the word, and we don't live according to the word, that's called betrayal, right? Because God entrusted in you something.
Yes.
Remember he said, greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. So if he invested in you, he expects a return on his investment. And if he don't get it, it's called what? Betrayal.
Yes.
I mean, how can I trust you?
Hmm.
So now, y'all with me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. So we can't have that philosophy when we talk about, well, when family, when they betray me, what about when we betray God? So watch this. See, because we have this philosophy that says, well, when people betray me, my family betray me, I'm going to keep it real, Mr. Carr.
Mm-hmm.
See, I don't believe in keeping it real. I believe in keeping it word.
Yes.
Let me say that again so I don't lose nobody. I do not believe in keeping it real. I believe in keeping it W-O-R-D. Word.
Mm-hmm.
Huh? Didn't the Bible say, lean not to your own understanding, but every word that proceeds out of the mouth of the Lord? I believe in keeping it word. That means, in other words, when I have been betrayed, I can reflect on the times that I have betrayed God. Now, the same solace that he gave me, the same comfort that he gave me, the same forgiveness that he gave me, why would I pray for it? Don't we pray like that? Father, forgive me as I forgive those who have trusted. Forgive me of my trespasses as I forgive those who are See, in other words, watch this. You telling God to forgive you of how you betrayed him like you forgive people who have betrayed you.
Yes.
So how many people have betrayed you, and how did you forgive them? Do you hold something over their head? Do you not say, I can trust them? How do you do it? Because the same way you do them, God is going to do you. The same stick you measure them by, he's going to measure you by. What you've done to the least of them, you've done to him. See, betrayal is more than just you and them. Betrayal goes, look, it goes this way, and then it goes that way too.
Yes.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
It goes horizontal, but it goes vertical more so. Y'all follow me?
Amen.
So we can't be keeping it real and miss God. We got to keep this thing word. You know why I say you can't keep it real? Because real is subjective. That means you will lean to your own understanding, because everybody has these different levels of what they consider real. But see, when you keep it word, ain't nothing but one God.
Amen.
Oh, my. I know this ain't popular, because everybody want to keep it real, because everybody want to have their different varying, you know, levels of what they think is real. But it's only one God. See, instead of keeping it real, keep it word. And when you keep it word, watch how betrayal becomes something that you can get over. Watch.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me? Keep it word. See, when you keep it real, why do you think so many marriages fail? Because they say, somebody betrayed me, my husband betrayed me, and there was family. My wife betrayed me, there was family. So the reason why a lot of marriages fail, watch this where I'm going, y'all. Because so many people keep it real. They walk in their feelings. See, we say keeping it real is walking in our feelings. And see, walking in your feelings will have you betraying, number one, God.
Right.
Come on now, I'm about to go there. I'm about to go there now. And see, when you keep it real and you walk in your feelings, come on, y'all, follow me now.
Yes.
You will start to doing things that you don't, if you don't feel like it, you won't do it.
Right.
Huh? See, when you don't feel like it, you don't do it.
That's right.
And that's keeping it real to some folk.
Yes.
You start
yes,
to betray God. Right?
Right.
Because people be walking in their feelings. And they call it keeping it real because they walk around. But I feel like, boy, you go to heaven. Go before God and tell God what you feel like and watch him strike you down. Watch. Go to God and tell God about how you feel. He clearly says, if you follow me, you must first do what? Deny yourself. Isn't the way you feel a part of denying yourself?
It is.
I just want to be clear with you. I want to be clear. Right? Cool.
Right.
See, so before we talk about how people betray us, let us talk about or engage in this conversation how we betray God.
Hmm.
Huh? Do we betray God? Does anybody think that we betray God, or do we think that we just, he know my heart? As if knowing your heart is not betrayal. The Bible says the heart of man is readily wicked. He does know your heart. And he said that it's readily wicked. Readily wicked.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
See, my thing is, when family betrays you, stop keeping it real. And like I said, keep it word. Because we walk in our little feelings. Don't walk in your feelings. Walk in the word. Don't keep it real. Keep it faithful. How about that one? Keep it consistent.
Amen.
How about that one? Huh? Keep it dependable. How about that one? Stop keeping it real and keep it dependable. Keep it consistent. Keep it faithful. How about that?
Amen.
And see, I bet you if we start walking and keeping it real and dependable and faithful, I bet you, even though we have been betrayed, we can get over this thing. Because keeping it real will have you bitter. But keeping it faithful, keeping it consistent, and keeping it dependable will have you separating from bitterness, although I've been betrayed, but have you also holding on to love like Joseph did.
Amen.
Because he kept it consistent in God. Huh? Maybe God has allowed you to be betrayed by your family simply because you say you and his family and you betray him. Maybe God is showing you what you do him. Just maybe, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Come on, let me say it again.
Maybe.
Maybe God is literally showing you what you do him. Perhaps. Well, I ain't never sleep with none of God. My sister slept with my husband. It don't matter. If you do anything, sin is sin, right?
Yes, it is.
That's maybe. God is showing you your betrayal, and you can't even accept it. But you want him to accept yours.
Yeah.
Oh, boy, this is good. I don't know about y'all.
Yeah.
Just something? Just maybe. That may be the case, right? Right?
Right.
But in spite of all that, y'all, in spite of all what Joseph went through with his brothers, when he saw his brothers who put him in a pit, who left him out there to die, who lied on him, who slandered his name. They lied to the father and said, Joseph is dead. They did this, and they put Joseph, and he was enslaved, and he went to prison. Joseph, see what's in you. Got to come out of you. His gift made room for him, the very gift he told him about. But I need y'all to understand something. See, a gift can be a blessing and a curse. Because, see, a lot of times, the very gift that God gave you, you very well may betray God on. Watch what I mean by this. Anybody ever had the gift of saying, I'm a good woman, I'm a good man, I do good things, and your gift has made room for you, and the very man that you prayed for, now all of a sudden you are scared to accept because God sent the man that you need, and you say what? He's too good to be true.
Yes.
Let me tell you about the story of Joseph. When family betrays you, his brothers betrayed him, and he almost betrayed God. He told them the dream. He accepted the dream that he was going to be above them. But he didn't know that his dream was going to have him going all these different courses. And if God sends you something, trust and believe. The very thing that God sends you, you very well might not be qualified for. A favor don't mean that you qualify for you. Again, it says that you can't be denied. Let me look at this.
Yeah.
Watch this, people. Huh? Joseph almost betrayed God. He was afraid to go before Pharaoh. He was afraid. The Bible said that he was in angst. He was scared. In other words, Joseph, you dreamed this. Now when your dream come true, what you gonna do? Women, Y'all dream. God has told you what it is. Fellas, God has told you what it is. Now when you get the chance, when you get the opportunity, whoo, the blessing is that, oh, I want it. But the curse is, I'm afraid I don't know what to do with it.
Yes. Yeah.
The very man you prayed for, now of you said, all of a sudden, you can curse yourself. You can betray God by saying, hold on. God, I'm not ready for this.
Right.
Joseph thought for a mere second he wasn't ready for this. Hold on, I'm going to go a step beyond Joseph. Jesus almost betrayed God. Remember when Jesus said, Father, will you pass this bitter cup from me?
Yes.
Come on, guess what he was doing? He was saying, I'm not ready for the cross. But he got to his senses, and then he said, Father, let thy will be done. Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Follow me?
Yes,
y'all
pastor.
With me? See, when family betrays you, let us make sure that we are not the ones betraying God. The very thing that God called you to do, your calling may look foreign to you. It may look like you can't do it, but don't betray God just because you don't understand it. See, here's the difference between many and Moses. Moses understood the calling. At first, he rejected. Rejection is a form of rebellion. Rebellion is a form of betrayal. He rejected it because Moses stuttered. Moses didn't speak eloquently. He stuttered, people. He had a stuttering problem.
Yes.
Now watch this. How you call this man that has a stuttering problem to go before Pharaoh and say, let my people go? You're going to either do what God say do, or you're going to betray God. Because if he called you to do it, why are you afraid? See, a lot of us are afraid because we don't operate in faith. In other words, if we can't perceive it and see it, we reject it.
Right.
This is why we got to, watch this, we have to practice operating in faith so that when God calls us, God is going to call you according to faith-based spiritual connections. In other words, you may very well never understand it, but you got to believe it because who sent you? In other words, Moses, he started to exercise his faith. And then he did handle his business. In other words, you see how he avoided betrayal? Because when many are called, few are chosen. How can God choose someone who doesn't respond to his calling? People who don't respond to God's calling don't live according to his way. In other words, they betray him because they don't understand it.
Right. So true.
Joseph almost missed his calling.
Yes.
See, just because your family members have betrayed you, don't miss your calling. You had to go through it. Jesus went through it. Moses went through it. Joseph went through it. So you got to go through it. The Bible clearly says, if the master suffered, surely the servant will.
Yeah. That's all right.
Let's get to some questions right quick, Mr. Son. Real quickly.
And Mr. DJ is here with us, Mr. Carr.
How
so...
you doing, Mr. DJ? How you doing, Mr. DJ?
Okay.
Is Mr. DJ there?
He is.
Okay, let's
he
get to the question.
Here.
Let's move.
All right.
Come on.
So the first question is, my husband cheated. And okay, my husband cheated and got another woman pregnant. Is me withholding sex from him betrayal, as I am still in the process of healing and forgiving him?
Deep question. Mr. DJ, what you got on that one?
I'm not sure what's going on, but he's on the line with us, Mr. Carr.
What's the question? What's the question again? Come on. What we got?
My husband cheated and got another woman pregnant. Is me withholding sex from him betrayal, as I am still in the process of healing and forgiving him?
Ooh, y'all, that's good there. Whew. What y'all gonna do? What you gonna do? What you gonna do, Ms. Latonya?
What I would do is what God tells me to do in that situation. because leaning to our flesh is not going to be the right thing.
You sound good with that. Tell me what you're going to do. Because, see, you want to be holier than thou with me on right now in this song?
Well, we got to direct people in the right direction. I mean, well, what I would do, knowing myself, I would probably do like this person is withhold sex from my husband as I'm still bitter, hurt, you know, angry, all of those things.
Is Mr. DJ there?
He's still on the line, sir, but
okay. So here's the thing. If you withhold sex from your husband who has cheated on you, are you doing wrong? Should you leave it alone? Is that considered betraying God? Wow. That's strong.
It is.
That's strong. Now, if we can go by the word of God, that is considered betrayal.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, I need to tell y'all, can I tell y'all why? Before y'all get mad at me, because I know people got their lips talking about, I'm going to hit you in the head with this thing, Mr. Carter. Say something silly. Let me tell you why. Okay? What did it say, Miss Jennifer? Miss Jennifer said it was betrayal when he cheated on his wife. You took vows. Yes, I would withhold. See, that's Miss Jennifer. She said, yes, I will withhold sex because I am hurt emotionally. All right. Miss Arlene said, no, because sex is more than just a physical act. With women, it is more emotional. All right. Miss Tiana said, it is betrayal to withhold sex. You are in the process of healing, and you may need to ask for time. Okay. Miss Swan said, yes, because you still have to be a wife.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all. Whew. I'm glad y'all said it so I don't get hit with nothing. Check it out. See, the Bible says the uncompromising word of God. When family betrays you, so family, your husband has slept with somebody and got him pregnant. Now, what's more detrimental, the fact that he slept with him or the fact that people are going to know because he got him pregnant? Which one hurts more? Which one hurts more? Because some people just mad because everybody else gonna know.
Right. That's correct.
Right? Here's the thing. Now, before we answer questions, we always got to consider ourselves. That fair?
Yes, sir.
Okay, cool. Let's consider this. Let's consider we flirted with the world, and we end up with a spirit that was birthed because we was flirting with the world. How should our husband, God, treat us? Should he not be intimate with us? And what I mean by that is, should he hear our prayer?
Indeed, yes.
I know somebody said, well, that's two different things. You're right, because the relationship between you and God is way more important than the relationship between you and your husband. You're right.
Amen.
So how will we handle that? How should God handle that? Since we cheat on God with the world and we get impregnated because we have all these little spirits that be attached to us.
Mm-hmm.
Where did that nasty attitude birth from? We slept with the world. We was flirting with the world. So how should our husband, Daddy God, treat us? Should he not be intimate with us no more?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
It gets real, right?
It does.
If you're going to stay, see, I told you, the word of God is going to run some people away because people don't want to hear these answers. They want to hear the things that sound good. In other words, if this man don't tell me what I want to hear, I'm going to the next channel. Hey, let me help you out. I wish I had a button that can click to go to the next page because I'm going to speak the truth of God, regardless of who wants to hear it or not. Even I got that ear to the word of God. You know that?
Yes, sir.
Boy, don't say that it's popular. I told you, favor ain't fair. That don't mean that they will like you. They can't deny you. Because the very people that run from the truth still got to face it.
Yes.
The fact of the matter is, whether she cheated or he cheated, if y'all going to stay together, you cannot withhold it from each other.
Amen.
Let me say it again. If y'all going to stay together, you have to abide by God's rules. You can very well say, well, they stepped out. They didn't abide. Okay, make a decision. Make a grown man or grown woman decision. You ever did something wrong and people just hold it over your head? Hey, if I did something wrong, hey, either forgive me or leave me alone. Just pick one or the other. But don't keep somebody in limbo is what I'm saying. Now, see, then you go flipping it around. I'm not flipping it around. What I'm saying is, when we sin, does God hold it over our head, or does God forgive us and keep on moving, or does God cut us off? But he does not just keep us right there.
Right.
I'm trying to help somebody.
Yes.
Huh? True?
That's
you
true.
You got to make a decision. Okay? So if you're going to stay, you can't withhold the sex. If you're going to leave, you have every right to withhold the sex because you have left. That means we're going to get a divorce. Your decision. Fair enough?
Fair enough.
Fair enough. But what I'm saying is, don't stay and let bitterness set in that house. Don't do that. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Y'all follow me?
Yes, sir.
You can't stay and then beat somebody up over what they've done wrong. If you're going to forgive them all the way. There's no such thing as half forgiveness. That's something man-made. So just because they betrayed you, either you're going to forgive them or leave them completely alone.
Amen.
All right?
Yes.
All right. What'd you say, Ms. Jennifer? Ms. Jennifer saying, treat them with a long-handled spoon. Don't. Now, I did not endorse it. I do not endorse it. Okay? She with us now. She one of them. That's my family, but that's, you know, y'all have that auntie that just say anything? And Jennifer. I don't know what she's going to say tomorrow. All right, Ms. Sharon had an email question. What was that email question? The question says, how can I get past the issue of trusting after being betrayed? Oh, let's get to it, Ms. LaTanya. How can I get past the issue of trusting someone after I have been betrayed? How you get past that, y'all?
Oh, yeah. Hands down, we can't do that in our own strength. So just putting it out there, we got to seek God to be able to do that.
Y'all, that's Ms. LaTanya's answer. Hold on. This is Ms. LaTanya's answer. Go ahead, Ms. LaTanya.
Yeah, what I just said. I mean, I was going to reference, let me see, from Psalms, what David wrote about casting our burdens on the Lord.
Hold on.
You know?
Who wrote Psalms? Who did that?
David.
Okay.
King David.
Yeah. The question is, how can I get past the issue of trusting after betrayal? This is how you get past the issue of trusting after being betrayed. Remember, this life that we live is not our own.
Amen.
Can I help somebody out?
Yes, sir.
Can I help somebody out? This life that we live is not our own. In other words, if you think you're betraying me, you're not betraying me. You're betraying God.
Mm-hmm.
Come on now. The problem is we think that this life is our own, but then we say this life that I live is not my own. If it's not your own, well, why you took it so personal?
Amen.
Remember, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. So since we wrestle not against flesh and blood, why did you take it so personal?
Hmm.
I don't take racism personal. I take racism as one spirit that don't like another spirit. It means that, see, they didn't betray me. They're betraying God. In other words, racism is a microcosm of a spiritual warfare going on. That means the spirit in them don't like the spirit in me. So I don't take it personal. Ah, come on, people. Come on. In other words, because we take it personal, we can't get beyond betrayal because now we're looking at the individual as opposed to looking at Satan. We let Satan slide with so much. Satan is the main corporate in betrayal, but we start to blame the individual and never blame Satan. I thank God for God. He says his thoughts are not our thoughts. His ways are not our thoughts. Ways. In other words, God knows who sent it. So God doesn't take aim at us. He's a good marksman. He hits his target. He don't ever say it's us, because if he did consider it was us, God would never forgive us when he betrayed him. He knew that it was something that you weren't in. The man who wrote more than half the Bible, who was once called Saul, now called Paul, he betrayed God. He killed people that said Jesus, God's name. But God didn't take it personal because he knew it was spiritual warfare. In other words, he separated bitterness, but he never lost the love.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, somebody.
Yes, sir.
Hello, somebody. You ask me, how do you get beyond betrayal? This is how. Never take it personal because they're not intended to hurt you. Even though it looks like they're trying to hurt you, no, that's Satan that don't like you. Stop blaming them and start getting on Satan. See, when you talk about praying about it, really pray about it. Be about their life. Because, see, you understand that ultimately you will say, we're not strong enough for somebody to come after us. They really want the God in you. Ah, I'm trying to help. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Think about it. Because if Satan can use flesh to betray you, and now you offended at them and their flesh, how can you win someone who's lost if you don't mess with them no more?
Amen.
What is, wink, wink, how can you do it? You can't. Y'all follow me?
Yes. Yes, sir.
All right. What'd you say, Swan? God is love, and with his love, we will lead. He will lead you through it. All right. Focus on God, forgive and forget. All right, then. Y'all with me?
Yes.
All right, here we go. A question from Miss Tiana. Read that question real quickly, Miss Latonya, before we get off the line.
All right. Miss Tiana's question is, my brother is mad at me because I did not go along with his foolishness. I'm sorry, Mr. Carr, I can't see the rest of her question.
Okay, my brother is mad at me because I did not go along with his foolishness. Is it betrayal when you don't stand side by side with your family when they are going wrong or when they're doing wrong, okay? What you got, Ms. Lasson?
Okay, so is it betrayal?
Lord, hold on, Ms. Lasson. I told y'all. Y'all see this? I got to preface this. Let me do this first. Go ahead, Ms. Lasson.
I would say yes. I was just looking at, I'm trying to pull up her question. I'm sorry.
Don't worry about the question. Go ahead. The question says, my brother's mad at me because I did not go along with his foolishness. Is it betrayal when you don't stand side by side with your family when they are doing wrong?
No, it is not.
Okay. Miss Swan said no because if it doesn't line up with God, oh, well, that's what he feels. That's what he feels, okay? Now, you know, people say, if you wrong, we're going to be wrong together. Wrong or right, I got your back. Y'all right? Y'all follow me? That's a great question, Tiana. The reason why I say that's a great question when it comes to when family betrays you, you do understand that most people will not betray mom or daddy, even though mom and daddy are wrong?
Yes, sir. That's right.
Boy, let me say it again. I say this to you again?
Yes, sir.
You do know that most people will not betray sister and brother because it's family. And we're thicker than thieves, even though they're wrong. Watch this. In other words, I know they're wrong, and I'm willing to betray somebody to keep my relationship with them. In other words, right or wrong. We pray for discernment. That means we understand what was right and what's wrong. In other words, we know what is sent from God and wrong, what is sent from the devil. In other words, when we side with somebody who's wrong, as opposed to listening to the Bible, when he says, if you see your brother in error, go to them in love and restore them, lest he be tempted and also fail. So what happens is when we side with people who are wrong, we are saying they. The Bible said, put no other idols before me. They are an idol. You are more about pleasing them than pleasing God. How can you side with wrong when you know what God said not to do?
Amen.
Woo! That means I'm okay with agreeing with my mama, my daddy. I'm okay with agreeing with myself, even though I know I'm wrong. Because, hold on. Uh-oh, boy, it gets good. Because I'm more about pleasing y'all than I am about pleasing God. How can we not please? See, to side with wrong means that we knew that there was a right. But it's who did the wrong, and that's who I'm going to side with, as opposed to who sent the right.
Correct.
Some people are okay with siding with wrong because of who it is. I want to let them know that I have their back. No, I have your back, but I'm not going to stand with you in foolishness. If it's wrong, it's wrong. Don't call on me. Do not. I'm telling you, you're going to hear something crazy. I got your back. I love you. I will not let them beat you down. I will not let them tear you up. But I'm not going to sit up here and lie about something. Don't ask me then.
Yes.
I can't do that. You know why? Because God wouldn't do that. Don't get mad and say, well, you betraying family when you don't stick with them. Does God stick with you in your wrongdoing? Now answer that to me. God, even when Jesus got on the cross, why y'all think it turned black? Mm. He was so upset, disappointed with sin. That was God on the cross. That was himself. That he turned his back on himself because he can't play with sin. You know that?
Yes. No? Yes, he did.
What'd you say, Miss Martha? She said, I tell my mama if I think she's wrong. And that's good because most people won't do it. Because, you know, some parents will say, how dare you betray me? How is that betraying you when you was wrong?
Right.
People will get offended, boy. I'm telling you, boy, you won't have no more family. Family will get mad if you don't side with them when they wrong. Listen, see, I didn't say that I'll let you go out there and fight by yourself. Oh, no, you know what I'm saying. What did it say? You know, we know the word, but, you know, you can still get them hands? No. My thing is, I ain't about to let you fight by yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you what we're going to do. We're going to handle our business, but I am going to tell you, after we do handle our business, that you was wrong.
Right.
I ain't going to let nobody just beat you up. That ain't going to happen. Right. You follow where I'm going with this?
Yes,
we cannot condone the foolishness, in other words. True?
That's true.
All right. Let's get to the next question. What we got, Ms. LaTanya?
All right. So the next question is, earlier this year, I reconnected with my 14-year-old daughter who I gave up at birth for adoption. Some of my family are still not speaking to me and won't let me see my daughter. How do I go forward in this situation?
Say that again, please.
Yes. So earlier this year, I reconnected with my daughter who I gave up at birth for adoption. Some of my family are still not speaking to me and won't let me see my daughter. How do I go forward in this situation?
Ooh, y'all, I'm going to do this. That's the emergency question of the night right there.
Mm.
Say that question again, y'all. This is serious now. Get that one?
Earlier this year, I reconnected with my 14-year-old daughter who I gave up at birth for adoption. Some of my family are still not speaking to me and won't let me see my daughter. How do I go forward in this situation?
This is where it gets tricky. To whomever wrote this, you may have to experience some Joseph years. In other words, where you have been put in a pit. They're not speaking to you. In other words, they don't see you as anything valuable or valuable.
Yes.
They don't see you as being worthy to be a parent to their child because you gave them up for adoption. As if, see, we start to give credence to the levels of sin. Oh, I sin, but I don't do that. Sin is sin.
Yes.
Just because you told a little white lie and the person who gave their child up for adoption, don't think that ain't the same thing. To you, you may think it, but here's the thing, the funny thing about it, you are not the judge, meaning you don't have a heaven nor a hell to put nobody in.
Correct.
Right?
That's
so
right.
People will tend to put you in a pit, pitfalls. They will evaluate what they deem to be wrong or right, and they will stop communicating with you on the level of what they think the severity of your sin is. Yeah. In other words, they have betrayed God, and they'll start to betray you.
Right.
The individual gave the daughter up for adoption. Now it's trying to reconnect. What is the difference between giving your child up for adoption and us giving God up and trying to reconnect with him?
No difference.
You give your child up for adoption. You didn't give your soul up for sale. Some people sell their soul. What's the difference? Come on, Ms. Arlene, tell them again. God forgives us. Who are they to pass judgment?
Oh, amen.
Right.
Yeah.
You're passing judgment on someone and saying they can't see their own child?
Hmm.
Y'all see this?
Yes.
Miss Jennifer said it was giving up the daughter for adoption in her best interest. We don't even know. But regardless of whether it was or not, Miss Jennifer, and I know where you're going with that. That's a good, you know, point. The thing is, we all have fallen short of the glory of God. Remember, even Jesus said to the people who was trying to betray the word of God, remember the scribes and the Sadducees? They was about to stone a woman to death. And they said, according to the law. In other words, they started putting principle before people, and Jesus put people before principle. In other words, what the law, the Bible wouldn't do, Jesus came in with the living. That's why we're no longer under the law. We're under the blood, under grace and mercy, people, if you didn't catch that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? In other words, when we extend grace and mercy to others, God will extend it to us. And if we don't extend it, that's called a form of betraying God. You cannot call yourself a Christian, yet you don't live a lifestyle of being Christian-like, Christ-like.
Amen.
She gave a daughter, or he gave his daughter up for adoption, whomever it may be. Okay, that's cool. But don't look at that as the end-all, tell-all. Y'all, Joseph was 30 years old when all this stuff happened to him. But that was Joseph's first half. His second half was way greater. That's why I'm here to tell y'all, y'all's second half, somebody put y'all down. Somebody said you're not worthy. That's one individual talking about her daughter, and she put him up for adoption. You made some horrendous decisions from your ex to, you know, your finances, but see, that was in your past. Somebody tried to put you in a pit. Somebody tried to enslave you. Somebody put you in prison. Somebody lied on you. But the fact of the matter is, huh, your gift will make room for you. Just because they betrayed you, just don't you betray God. And what I mean by that is, hold on. The Bible says, hide the word in your heart. And then he says to protect your heart, not your emotions. He's telling you to protect the word. When you protect the word, you protect the gift. When you protect the gift, guess what happens? Guess what happened? Watch how much favor is rested upon your shoulders. Now, favor comes with responsibility. That means it comes with expectations. See, now, watch what happens now. You are saddled with the responsibility to respond to God's calling. That don't mean that life will be easy. That just means that your first half may be looking dim, but I got to deeply plant you in a pit so that they can believe. Because who's going to believe somebody who already had it? Nobody's going to believe that, come on. Bill Gates, kids, come on, man. Somebody calling, trying to call me. I don't know. They didn't cut me off now. What's going on here? Huh? Y'all can see me?
Yes, I can still see you.
Huh? Somebody tried to call me. That's okay. We're going to still get it. See, nobody's going to believe that Bill Gates' kids worked hard for this, right?
Right.
True that?
True that.
Okay. But what about the one who was born in the manger? What about the one who didn't have? What about the one who was put down, lied on? What about the one who really wasn't even lied on? What about the one who deserved the treatment, so say, and was put in a hole, put under the bus, used as a doormat?
Yeah.
Huh? See, betrayal is real. Just because you can talk about somebody don't mean that you do it. See, the thing about it is, regardless of your first half, I do believe that there's two halves, even in sports. You got a second half to your life. See,
amen.
Oh, boy.
Amen.
All you got to do is sustain where you stand. Come on. Tell them, Mrs. Arlene, breakthrough. You got a second half. See, when your mind changes, see, Joseph's mind didn't shift. Although his physical condition, he was in the prison, shifted. His mental stays the same. And as a man thinketh, so is he. Just because you have been betrayed don't mean that I will become betrayal. Because, see, hurt people if they don't have the love of God in them. When you got God in you, everything that tries to come against you cannot take away the God in you. Now, if it can take away the God in you, that means you was actually handing it away in the first place. When you got God in you, that means I'm going to forever be nice regardless of the outside circumstances. This is when the scripture comes into play. Watch this. To be in the world but not of the world. I don't care what they're doing. I don't care how they try to come against me. They're not coming against me. They're coming against the God in me. So therefore, I got to protect this thing. Mary and Joseph had to protect baby Jesus. I got to do what I got to do. So although they don't want to let me see my child, God, you gave it to me. God, you're going to put it right before me. I don't know how, but I'm going to believe and I'm going to wait. But I'm going to remain faithful. I will not betray your word. Nothing?
Amen. Yes, sir.
Nothing.
Amen.
All right, y'all. Let us go ahead and pray. We got anything else?
No, sir.
Okay.
That was it.
All right, so y'all, with that being said, we're gonna pray. And again, I appreciate Ms. LaTanya for joining us, although this is her song. It is her official song. When you see that going on, that's Ms. LaTanya. Let's go ahead and pray, Ms. LaTanya.
Oh, good. All right. Our Father and our God, we come before you on tonight to say thank you, dear Lord. We thank you for allowing all of us to be here on this phone line, dear Father, and we just thank you for those who were able to join us on the live feed, dear Father. We ask that something that was said or done that touched everyone's life, dear God, that bless them in a special way, that they can go forward and make the changes that need to be made in their lives, dear God, that they can walk in forgiveness, walk in love. And we just thank you, Father, for your grace and your mercy that you continue to cover us with each and every day, dear Father. We thank you for the gift of this ministry, for our leader. Dear Father, we ask that you would just strengthen us all while we are weak and just help us to remain connected in the body of Christ as we go forward in life. We pray and ask all these things in the precious name of your darling Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, boy. We fell asleep over there with LaTanya praying. Lord. Whew. Y'all good? Oh, that day done prayed from Monday to Thursday.
You know what?
You get
I'm
off
glad
that prayer,
I can.
Lord, have mercy. But God bless them. Look, y'all have a great night. We'll see y'all next Monday. If you get a chance, make sure y'all catch us on Wednesday for Bible study, okay? It's 225-364-0211, and that's Central Standard Time, okay? 225-364-0211. And if y'all get a chance, make sure y'all go to SundayMorningBreakfast.org. Y'all have a great night, and we'll see y'all then.
Good night.